Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There's a lot going on. I was reading something about Jimmy Butler. The news is starting to trickle out a little bit because, you know, the Heat, I don't know if you read it over the weekend, submitted a 10-page written report to the NBA because, you know, the players' union is appealing their 7-game suspension on Jimmy Butler. It does set an interesting precedent to essentially suspend someone without pay when you're not happy with what they're saying. But the Heat seem to have laid it out a little more clearly on what's being leaked. And again, you know, until you see it with your own eyes, but from the Dunk Central, which is the legit one, there's Dunk Centel,
yeah,
which is the one that had Zion Williamson at a Wendy's drive-thru when he was suspended for the game on Friday. That one's not legit. Dunk Central, though, is legit. It says, Jimmy Butler reportedly skipped the Miami Heat shoot-arounds and requested to fly on private planes away from his teammates, per Jake Fisher. I don't know who I guess he works for the Stein Line.
Yeah, so
and Bleacher Report.
Yeah, he used to do Bleacher Report. I think for a while, Yahoo Sports as well. He's a legit reporter.
So he says even his close friend Kyle Lowry grew fatigued by his headstrong tendencies on the court. Sources say even Lowry, who remains as close away from the court as anyone to Jimmy Butler, gradually grew fatigued by his teammates' headstrong tendencies on the floor. Currently in his second season with his hometown Sixers, Lowry declined to comment last week when an interview was requested. Now it's Pat Riley's front office that has shown it will no longer tolerate Butler's freestyling, announcing to the world on January 3rd that he had been suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. Among Butler's transgressions, according to league sources, have been multiple instances of Butler skipping out on morning shoot-arounds altogether and insisting on private flights separate from the Miami team charter.
It's Jimmy. What he does, when he wants to do something, he's going to do it. I don't know why we're surprised. We saw it with 3 other teams. Like, it is exactly who he is. There's an old saying, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I don't know why we're so surprised that Jimmy now wants out and he's going to be a butt wipe about it. It is what it is.
And I would say the Heat have tolerated it for a while. They have decided they no longer want to tolerate it. But I would say they were willing accomplices when he did want to fly private and wanted to skip shoot-arounds. And by the way, there's not much you can do. And I'll give you this is no way analogous. Well, it is analogous. So I'm not comparing our radio station with the Miami Heat, but Joe Rose very rarely shows up to a station event. I'm not saying that as a pejorative. Mm-hmm. He does not come to the Christmas party like we do. He does not participate in stuff. And again, it's not mandatory stuff. But if there's a staff meeting or whatever, I don't recall ever having seen him. But he delivers on the court, which in our case is revenue and ratings wise. And so this happens. Like, this happens. But at some point, this happens in all businesses. Like, when you're very good at something and you've built up a cachet and gravitas. Now, some people exploit that. Others don't. Plenty of people have that ability to be that guy and choose not to. It's based on a person's personality. I think Jimmy was getting, I think my guess, without knowing anything about the situation, my guess when Pat Riley made the postseason statements, Jimmy decided, all right, I'm going to amp up. You know, like I'm showing up for shoot around. Like, I'm going to show up less for shoot around because bottom line is they're going to get me in the playoffs. No one's saying boo to me. And they said boo. You know, it doesn't often happen that way, but it did happen in this instance where the person who kept biting off a little bit more and a little bit more reached a breaking point with the employer, and the employer said, yeah, no mas. We don't care what it means to this season's record and the postseason. Like, we don't care at this point. No mas.
It was Jason Taylor with Bill Parcells. JT did nothing different than when Saban was there to when Tony Sperano came in. Bill Parcells didn't like Dancing with the Stars. Bill Parcells didn't like that Jason didn't wear cleats to practice because everybody knew JT doesn't need to wear cleats. He's going to go out there and get you a sack a game and be a defensive player of the year. Like, just leave the man alone. Let him come out there, jog around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Sunday, he's going to go crazy and be one of the best players in the league. And everybody knew it. And then Bill Parcells didn't want to deal with Dancing with the Stars and his diva mentality. That's analogous. I think Jimmy Butler, Jason Taylor thing was very analogous, but it was a change of coaching and
well,
front
that's
office.
The only
the
thing that's
changed.
Not analogous to me is you had someone new coming in saying, I don't care what you've dealt with in the past. I don't deal with it that way. This, you've had the same management dealing with the antics, and they just got to a point where they said, yeah, we don't want to deal with this anymore. The returns are not worth what we're dealing with.
That's exactly what it is. If Jimmy was right now, if Jimmy was 31, 10, and 8, I think they deal with that.
Yep.
But he's not that. He's not really been that, and I don't think he was carrying him to the finals this year either. He's old. He's 35.
The difference, though, is that the Heat were putting up with this, and I think we talked about it on Friday, that even Pat Riley mentioned, hey, I've had to adjust to the new school athlete, and I tried to correct some of the mistakes I made. I think he was hinting at LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in the past, and he's given Jimmy more leeway. The difference is Jimmy, while doing those things over the years, showed up on the court and when he was available, delivered. And I think he crossed a line a couple weeks ago where the Heat 100%. Said, enough. And it's not just in those two games dogging it and not trying, which I don't think was well perceived by the locker room.
Well,
based on
I think those two games were really
For sure.
That was Jimmy's line in the sand, and he said, I dare you not to step, you know, and they were like, yeah, we're not going to have you out there standing in a corner.
But to me, the most egregious thing that he did was...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to the post-game podium, blame his role, which I think a lot of people, including myself, took as a shot at the head coach Eric Spoelstra. You're blaming and critiquing your role and taking issue with the role that you're being put in, quote-unquote being put in. You're saying, hey, the coach is using me wrong. This organization is using me wrong, and we all know what the real issue is. It's money. And I don't think that is something you can do, which is go after Eric Spoelstra, who's the most liked person in that organization by
remember, I think
far.
It was Jimmy's first season. Was it Jimmy's first season where he and Spo were having a back and forth on the bench and UD stepped in and tried to put Jimmy in line?
It was 2023, actually, mm-hmm. The year they ended up going to the finals, mm-hmm. Where Spo threw the clipboard down at the court. But those things happen, right? Like, you go at it and it is what it is. There's a difference between going up on the podium after you just didn't try for 2 games and saying, yeah, I mean, if they want me to stand in the corner, fine. But Spo made it very clear. Try put the ball in his hands. I made him the point guard. I tried to get more out of him, and we didn't. He wants more money. That's fine. But I think going after the head coach was that kind of line where the Heat said enough.
And it's like you talk about the Heat culture. What the Heat culture is how Spo and Riley first. And Spo, think about it. You play chicken with Pat Riley, he's closing his eyes and pushing the gas.
Right.
He's not turning. He's never going to turn. He didn't turn for Wade. He didn't turn for LeBron. And he sure as damn ain't turning for Jimmy Butler. That's what you want to do is play chicken with Pat Riley? Your ass is about to lose.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.